Backseat Producers, episode number 317, Super Mario Brothers.
Opening to Super Mario Brothers is about 10 to 15 minutes of Ron Jeremy stroking his limp dick, and there is no naked chick on the screen.
Oh. Does he then eat a mushroom? It makes the sound, and then he's hard?
Sorry, I hear Holden. I hear Holden wandering around, but I can't hear him through the microphone, yeah. So.
It's fine. Anything he hears at this point is his fault.
Yeah, but I don't need Julie.
No responsibility. See,
I just got done listening to this these books that he's been reading, because they're like the protagonist is a 14-year-old and he's fighting demons and crap like that.
Wait, what book?
The Chronicles of Nick.
Okay.
Sherilyn Kenyon. She writes the Dark
Kenyon.
Kenyon.
Hold on, man. I got hair between my ear and my headphones.
Sherilyn Kenyon.
Marilyn Kenyon, yeah.
Yeah, she writes the Dark Hunters.
She a runner?
No.
Wait. Come on.
Similar pronunciation, different spelling.
Weird. Your sound.
Oh, man. And, like, the covers to some of the books that she's done are, like, the same art of, like, that anime you see on Netflix that isn't one of the good ones.
There are a lot of those on Netflix.
Yeah. I'm aware.
We're not talking about Chomplu, though. Chomplu was so good. Mm.
That's on my queue. I've yet to watch it.
Speaking of
I'm like stuck in the middle of Arrow, like season one right now.
Yeah, you should abandon that.
No, you shouldn't. You're fine.
I saw Summer Glau show up. Spoiler. She was a martial artist of some sort.
No, not really.
Unsurprising.
I bet it was a secret.
No, it's unsurprising she's a martial artist.
I know. Yeah. Curse your sudden and inevitable martial artistry.
Oh, man. It's been... How long has it been since I've been on the show? Since the Pac Rim, I think, was the last episode I was on.
And you're calling it that stupid name, yeah.
No, I like that. That makes me think of the Packers, and I'm down with that.
Mm. See, that does not make me think of the
that
Packers.
That sounds like something to be in Super Mario Brothers.
Right. That's where
it
I
probably
went.
Was, but I had to bail.
The Packers. It's the Packers when they showed up in Super Mario Brothers.
That's when he ends up banging one of the Koopas, and they've got, like, the burning, and he just calls, I got a fire flower.
Bang. So here's the weird thing. So the scene that I bailed on was, like, so I think it was supposed to be Princess Peach, but she's, like, tied on a bed, and I think the guy who's supposed to be King Koopa is there with another chick. And so she's tied down on the bed.
And this is Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Right? Just to clarify. Okay.
And to torture her, like, King Koopa eats out the other chick, and then they have sex, like, on Princess Peach while she protests the entire time. What is happening in this scene? I don't get it.
Wow, that is highly strange. Like, that's even convoluted and awful for a porno plot.
Yeah. So it was pretty good.
What year did this movie come out?
1993.
93, really?
Yep. They reference it multiple times in the movie.
The same year as the actual Super Mario Brothers movie.
Huh. Was that really the year?
I think
so.
Yeah,
it was 93.
93 sounds right, yeah.
Wow, you guys bring out facts.
Also, hi, Jolie. We haven't ever met.
Yeah, I know.
It's because somebody didn't show up to Sausage Fest last year.
This is true, yeah. We aren't live, are we?
Well, I'm recording, but
okay.
We're not going anywhere with this. Okay. I can cut at any point.
This is my best material.
Well, I can cut. If Sam wants to say something that he doesn't want to go out.
I was living in Reno the last show I was on. Now I'm living in St. Paul.
It's because you shot a man just watch him die and you had to bail out of town.
I did. I had to get the hell out of there. I had to come back east. They're like, you need to be east of the river. And I was like, okay, I can do that.
Is that east of the, what river?
Mississippi.
Is that east of the Mississippi?
Yeah, by like half a mile.
Oh.
Well, you're east of the Mississippi by like 15 miles right now.
Yeah, but not normally.
No, just every Wednesday night.
The good times?
The salad days.
All right. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Jolie.
This is David.
And this is the Moose.
What's going on, Sam?
Oh, it's been a long time, Tony.
It has. It has. What you been up to? How's Way of the Game going?
I'm actually in my my post-podcasting personal life. So really, the next step is to go batshit crazy.
So
I'm right here.
So
yeah, I know.
Like in television or, you know, comic books or whatever, if somebody's off screen for a while, they advance in real time where the people on screen like age really super slowly. So you've like been married and divorced 3 times and have 12 kids by now, right?
Well, actually, next week I will be a proud member of the AARP.
Nice.
Yeah, so time has been kind to me. I mean, I have all my hair. I have no gray.
You do have a lot of hair. You have a lot of hair.
I have a lot of hair, and it's going to get progressively worse because I now have no aspirations to climb the ladder at work.
Nice.
And so I can just have – and I don't have to wear a respirator, so I can actually do like a villain beard now.
That's which delicious.
It's awful because I get like down here, the goatee is okay. It ends up being kind of like Egyptian king, but like the mustache is all windowless van.
You know what my favorite
Phil
thing
on the bottom, Eric on the top.
Yeah. You know what my favorite thing about this is? Like how deeply Tony is looking into your eyes on the video camera. Like, he's ensorcelled.
It's the hair, man. It's gonna get.
It is.
I can sit down a little bit, and then like you can see it as it will naturally rise, and then by the end of the podcast, it'll turn blonde, and I'll punch Piccolo in the face.
You know, by the time that he actually went Super Saiyan, he and Piccolo were actually on okay terms.
Yeah, he was actually fighting Frieza. Assuming I'm talking about Goku.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what it would have been Cell for Vegeta, I think.
Well, no, I think it was Trunks because it happened in the. The time chamber.
Did it? I thought that was Gohan.
No, it did for Gohan too, but I think that's where Vegeta.
Oh, that's where Vegeta.
Because Vegeta and Trunks go in there for like 2 days.
I think you're saying that word wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, they do. Yeah, because Trunks comes out and he's all like mega buff and he's like, he's in his like Jersey Shore blue outfit. Like it's so tight. It's like the Juggernaut.
Yeah. I like that Trunks had that sword, but I hated pretty much everything else about him.
I like Trunks. I like his like. Like, man, my future sucks. I'm going to go back in time and make it suck less. Aw, now Cell's here. Damn it.
Gohan with one arm, though, was hilarious.
Yep. I guess it's only a Kamehame. Or is it Kame? It's 5 syllables. How do you, like, cut that down to half?
I don't know.
Man, if only we were reviewing a movie as bad as the Dragon Ball Z movie.
You know, I didn't see it.
It is right up there in terms of quality.
They did. I think James Marsters played Piccolo.
Huh.
He did indeed.
This is why I didn't see it. I love the cartoon too much.
Yeah, don't then. Don't. It's awful.
What about if you have never seen the cartoon?
No, just watch the cartoon.
Are you a 14-year-old Asian boy?
Sometimes.
Well, then it may appeal to you.
You guys
should start dating the 14-year-old Asian boy and the 13-year-old girl. I mean,
and that would be Dragon Ball GT.
Yeah,
it's getting weird in here.
It kind of starts off weird.
Yeah, it really does.
Talk some more about Ron Jeremy stroking his cock, and then make it ultra weird.
I still think there's a missed opportunity with a mushroom, and then he gets an erection to the mushroom sound. They can just like speed up the camera.
Oh, it was so bad. So it opens up with that, like him. So he plays Luigi,
which is
weird,
man.
Yeah, that's
seriously
wrong. That's
missed opportunity.
And then his brother, since it's Mario, his brother's Hornio. So it's a Hornio and Luigi. So they're at a computer from like the 1950s, and then they get sucked into it.
Yeah.
And then it's a whole bunch of like, you know, the visualizations that were in sneakers. Not sneakers. Hackers.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a lot of that, of flying to this virtual city, like this Johnny Mnemonic style. It's just a weird thing, and then they're watching these people do it. It's just, like, I don't know what's going on here.
Is so it clearly also poorly conceived.
Yeah.
It's really, really
bad. Did they at least get the costumes? Do they at least wear
They
the
wear
hat
overalls.
And the overalls.
Okay. There's no hat.
No hat?
No hat.
Another missed opportunity.
So, again, what is up with...
I don't know.
But I wonder if they were trying to avoid...
Some sort of infringement?
Maybe.
But if it's done in parody, that, like, yeah, doesn't that give me the free pass?
No, because parody is a complicated series of tests.
Legally, it's complicated. It's more complicated than just saying, I'm a parody.
Yeah, like the common use of the word parody is not the legal use of the word parody.
However, it seems like in pornography today, they're really, really stretching the definition of what is parody, and nobody seems to be suing, so...
Who wants to go to court to be like, change the name of your porno?
Yeah, but the names of the pornos were always off. I think they're always off just enough.
But do you really want to be that company that's like, man, we have this product that is really, really popular in social media, and this company's making a porno, and we have problems with this. Do you really want to be that guy that, like, shows up in court and says, you know, we're not comfortable with the fact that double penetration is associated with our product in this film?
Yeah, but you gotta. If you're going to protect your brand and people are reasonably... mistaking the other product for your product, you have to defend your copyright, otherwise you open yourself up to potentially lose it.
But then, George Lucas must have been in some fucked up lawsuits then.
But I think that I read somewhere where a lot of companies are choosing not to sue over these parodies because there's an explosion of parodies on the market. But they're choosing not to just because they don't want to have any news about the lawsuit.
So basically they don't want to draw net aggro?
Yeah, the fan backlash is worse for them than just letting it happen.
Right. So I've seen some truly fantastically good parodies of things that I'm like, why would you ever want to? That's a really terrible idea. But
the superhero porn parodies are...
Those are pretty good.
They're actually not bad.
I have not been... How did we get on this, like this total tangent of porno? It all started out with just Ron Jeremy stroking his, like, stroke.
No, yeah. Well, it's because, so this week we're talking about Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
Oh,
and gosh. because of that,
I finally tried to watch Super Mario Brothers.
How did you get it? That's my
Stingray.
Question.
Stingray got it for me.
Did?
Yeah. He went on like a 3-year search.
Yeah, he's the purveyor of fine antiquities.
Yeah. In fact, on Monday, I'm recording BSBS with Stingray and Andrew, and I'm gonna see if I can get him to tell the tale.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a new monthly podcast we're gonna do.
Backseat bullshit?
No.
Here's the preview. He went out, he stripped down naked and went out into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights.
Then he yelled, Super Hornio! And it came to him.
Yeah, so I don't think...
He drank all the whiskey in the desert.
That's why it's so dry.
Yeah.
So what, like the stingray in black bled across the desert?
That is solid. Damn it. Stingray is the Tajin. And so I don't think Melina... knew anything about Ron Jeremy, so she's like, what's the deal with this guy?
Hmm.
Like, what? Julie doesn't watch any pornography, and she knows Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
How do you not know?
Yeah, I mean, she's like,
why is this guy a porn star?
I think
because he's got a huge dick.
And
I'm like, no, trust me, you'll find out in a minute.
Well, if you watch his documentary, which I recommend everybody does because it's fantastic, but he explains that it was actually two reasons. One, because he was...
Teaching is boring.
Well, one, because he looks kind of gross.
Yes.
And dudes...
Absolutely.
Like other dudes that aren't particularly hot.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to project myself into an ugly man.
And two,
a fat, ugly guy.
Because
with
he could
a huge
do
dick.
It.
Yeah, I'm totally into that.
Yeah.
In the pre-Viagra days, that was his other thing.
He was a true woodsman.
Yeah.
Right, and that's why.
Well, he wasn't impressing me with that today.
Hey, those who can't teach, and obviously he's not teaching, so.
Yeah, post Viagra, that's when all the male porn stars started looking really
good. They got
good.
Hotter.
Yeah, because anybody could keep it up.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, so Molina's continuing observations, like as he progressively got nakeder, like, whoa, what is happening here?
Because he was probably, by 93, he's probably pretty fat by then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was constantly sweating.
And like, he was Mario. Sitting,
he's just sitting there. Like, oh. He's just sitting there, and he's like, he's glistening.
Oh, no.
I was like, so before he got naked, I was like, you see all that hair he's got on his head? It's everywhere. Yeah. So the Molina's like, so what's the, like, was this what porn was like before they figured out the formula? What do you mean by that? She's like, look at this. Does this appeal to anyone? Like, it's just him sitting there stroking himself. Like, this is clearly for men. What about this is arousing to anyone? All right, that's a fair point.
They're trying to get to the story.
Yeah, porn has gotten better, I guess.
There's more of a story to the Super Mario Brothers thing, though, because wasn't, like, didn't they, like, shoot material and then they split it up and made it into two movies or something like that?
I don't know. I got 15 minutes of the first one.
It's a BOGO.
Yeah. It's something.
So.
All right, so Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers, I actually watched less of this week.
Less of that than...
Yeah, than Super Mario Brothers.
Wow.
Well, I've seen it a couple times. And I had it on silent and skimmed through it on YouTube, so yeah, I'm pretty much an expert.
Sam, what'd you think?
I saw this film as a child, and it was okay then. And 20 years have not been kind to this train wreck.
I saw this movie, let's see, when exactly did this movie come out? I know it was in 93, but...
I believe the answer is your mother.
So, May, actually, wow, it is in just a couple weeks. Yeah, and just in 3 weeks from today.
The 11th anniversary?
It will, the 21st anniversary?
Yeah. Oh, man, that is how time works.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 22 when this movie came out, and I saw it in the theaters, and it was bad.
I was almost 10, and I loved it.
Well, yeah, and that's appropriate.
As I age,
I actually tried to convince Holden and his friend when his friend spent the night the other night. Why don't you guys watch this movie? Yeah, no.
Was this just because you were trying to kill two birds with one
yes,
stone?
Exactly. I hadn't seen it yet, so I'm like, hey, I can put this up on the Chromecast because it's on YouTube. No, I think we're going to play Skylanders instead.
Yeah, that's probably a good call on their part.
Good choice. Better choice.
It was a better choice.
When I was a teenager, I appreciated this movie a ton more for John Leguizamo. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, oh, Slider Syndrome.
See, I didn't see this movie until college. Like, somebody sat me down. Well,
so did I, but that's when it was new.
Well, yeah. No, so we used to do this thing. We used to host a weekly awful movie where heckling was encouraged. Mm. And so when I first saw this, I may have been really drunk. It's possible. I often was.
That would have made this better.
Yeah, yeah. So I loved this movie when I first saw it. But then again, it's all contextual. And I watch it now and it's like, oh, I can't believe anybody allowed this to happen. It's like an exquisite symphony of awful.
This movie is the generation, like, after the internet, trying to create something for the internet. But, like, move all of that forward 10 years. So it's like, hey, there's this new video game console thing, and we got to get a piece of this. They're into some crazy stuff.
According to the trivia, this is the first feature film to be based on a video game.
Yeah. The trivia is awesome, because just in one page, Michael Keaton, Kevin Costner, and Arnold Schwarzenegger all turned down the role to play King Koopa.
Wow.
That does not surprise me. It's probably a good call.
I think none of them could do better.
Dustin Hoffman at one point
Dennis Hopper
tried to get the role of Mario.
Ugh, why?
Wow.
Because his kids were into the game.
So when did Super Mario Brothers come out?
The game?
Yeah.
85?
80. I think it's 85 or 86.
So
it was somewhere around there. I got an NES in 89. It was out well before.
So this movie is significantly delayed.
It came out September 13th, 1985.
There you go. Harold Ramis was offered to direct the film, but declined.
Hey, another recently dead guy.
Yeah, but he didn't teach me everything I should know about life.
Not like Bob Hoskins.
I wonder what Bob Hoskins would have brought to Super Hornio Brothers. How about a steady hand?
Gravitas.
Danny DeVito and Bruno Kirby were both attached to play the role of Mario at different times.
Who the hell is Bruno Kirby?
He's that guy that looks just like Mario.
Oh, come on.
Awesome, yeah, thanks. That's helpful.
Bob Hoskins looks like, just like Mario. In fact, wow. Most he people...
honestly does kind of
yeah. look like Mario. When he's got his mustache, he does really look like Mario.
Bruno Kirby.
He was in Donnie Brasco.
Oops.
Little.
Oh, this guy's a Nazi.
This guy.
City Slickers.
Oh, there he is.
When Harry Met Sally.
It's me, Nazi. Oh, Tony's dead.
Bruno Kirby is?
Yep.
Yeah, died
2006.
Wow.
Yeah, 06.
I forgot that he had passed away so long ago.
So the not so recently dead guy podcast.
Hey, that guy.
He died still during the tenure of the podcast, though.
That's true. You probably killed him.
Probably.
Why did you?
I blame
do that?
Deuce.
That's a good call.
He was still on the show then.
Yeah. He's been responsible for a lot of murders.
It was probably during one of his hiatuses.
Hiati.
Ninjas, man, they kill people.
You know what I appreciate about this movie? It was a video game movie.
It was.
Yeah, you know what I also appreciate about this movie? It started the long tradition of terrible video game movies.
Hey, I'm looking at you, Prince of Persia.
It really did.
Listen,
because I was thinking Blood Rain, which again is another exquisite symphony of awful. I love Blood Rain. I think that movie's awesome.
Stop it.
That had a great sex scene where she's banging him against the jail bars. Yeah.
Yep. And it's like, if you want to watch two actors who have zero chemistry whatsoever bang on screen, that's awesome.
And Vampire Meatloaf.
and Ben Kingsley.
How? Who did? What blackmail did they have on Mr. Kingsley to get him to be in Blood Rain?
Ben Kingsley has made a number of really terrible movies.
Sure.
To be fair.
Sure.
He has made a lot of just.
To be fair,
films.
He's also made a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
they can't all be winners, Tony.
That man is not afraid to cash a paycheck.
No.
I don't blame him there. I mean, if somebody's going to throw money at you to make a movie, why not?
Yeah, they can't all be sexy beasts.
The Sound of Thunder?
I don't know what that is.
That is another terrible, terrible movie. It's a time travel movie.
The butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah, stepping on a butterfly short story deal.
Yeah.
It's some sneakers.
Ray Bradbury short story that they made into a really terrible movie.
Ray Bradbury short stories. Resident Evil was a good video game movie.
Yeah, but that's because it just kind of went like, hey.
Accidentally.
Yeah, some zombies and.
Same as Silent Hill. Also, accidentally a good movie.
The first Silent Hill? Nah.
The movie?
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. That's about all I can think of for good video game movies, though.
Mortal Kombat. They haven't done Metroid yet.
Yeah, they haven't ruined Metroid yet. That's surprising to me, though, because I feel like there's a decent story there.
Well, the same reason, like, why is there not a Halo movie? I mean...
Well, there's going to be a Halo TV show.
Hasn't there already been one? Forward Unto Dawn?
Ooh.
I thought it filled in between Halo 3 and Halo 4.
Well, there was
Red versus Blue's Halo.
Those are good.
Again, not motion pictures.
Oh.
Not true.
Advent Children.
Yep, Final Fantasy VII. That was actually...
That wasn't bad.
That was not bad. It was very pretty.
But the thing is, like, that I think still illustrates, oh, Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. How can we let that one pass?
Oh, crap. That's the one I was thinking of, and not Advent Children. I don't think I've seen Advent Children.
Advent Children's all right.
So, wait, maybe I have. Is that the one where his phone goes off and it's the...
Yeah, and it's the victory.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I remember the important part.
Yeah, see? I think this illustrates Henson's law, and that's no matter how good your CGI is, in 10 years it'll look like shit, but a good puppet will always be a good puppet.
Hey, man, what's up with that brace on your wrist?
I think I have carpal tunnel, so...
Too much Super Horny over the time.
Yeah, too much Diablo 3 and work.
Oh, Diablo 3. Diablo is kind of a movie.
Diablo, especially Diablo 2.
Yeah, when
Diablo.
I'm wondering.
A Roderick Shaft.
I actually have, when Diablo 2 came out, there was a special edition, and it came out with a DVD of all the cutscenes. It's really pretty.
Huh.
Well, it's all those chapter transitions.
Yeah, I know.
But who would watch that? Well, Let me take that back.
I did because at the time the computer technology was only so good, and to be able to watch it on DVD on a much bigger screen than my monitor. Mm. Yeah. And I on purpose didn't watch I waited until I got through each scene transition to watch them full screen.
Man, Tony, you're a goddamn nerd.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Diablo 2, one of its last patches, and it was either the last patch or the expansion, let you play it in 800x600 resolution.
Oh,
yeah.
Sexy time.
The dark times.
Why would you do that?
We didn't know any better.
Everybody was talking about Diablo, like everyone that's playing D3 is talking about, oh, Diablo 2 was so great. There's all these things that were great. Do you guys not remember all the really shitty parts? Because I think this is like very selective memory.
Yeah, the whole game was shitty.
Like, you remember how you do all these runs with these group of random dickholes on the net, and then, oh, some decent gear would drop, and the guy in the front would grab it and then disconnect from the game.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Welcome to the internet.
To be fair, that's my experience with every online multiplayer experience that I don't know everybody in the group.
Yeah.
It's still 50-50. If I know everybody in the group, 50% of the time someone's a dick.
Well, it's all the loot's instanced. Like, it's all everybody gets their own drop and you can't see anyone else's unless they pick it up and then drop it again. So if you get your sweet ass drop, it's yours. And you can just let it fucking sit there and freaking choke your PUD all you want, and it's not going to do anything unless someone disconnects.
I watched somebody do that for 10 minutes today, so...
You did.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like that's a Band-Aid for a limb that's already been cut off.
So this is someone showing up with the alcohol after you've already got the tourniquet well...
Yeah.
You know, attached there. You've given it up.
Yeah. I re-upped my WoW subscription this week.
You re-upped it?
I have to confess.
You are the worst.
No.
Tony, I need a distraction when I get home and I'm tired.
Guild Wars 2.
No, I'm not playing that bullshit.
Oh,
what?
It's like a first-person shooter, only worse.
It costs nothing to play per month.
Yeah.
Versus,
but then I gotta buy the game.
Okay. So that's 3 months of WoW.
Oh, Tony.
And actually, a month or so ago, it was on sale. I bought it for $25.
$25?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's back up to 50.
That's like two Qdoba runs.
Yeah.
You know, the only WoW, the only truly devoted WoW players I know in my life are either women 45 and older and drug users. Like,
this doesn't scare me.
So I'm just...
He's willing to be a 45-year-old woman.
Listen.
He could be both.
A middle-aged women love playing WoW.
I know. I don't discriminate.
It's your bread and butter.
I'm not sexist, and I don't judge people for their recreational habits.
You got a lot to talk about there.
All they want to do is run Molten Core.
So yeah. An epic MC run. Of course, you can solo that now, but... You want me to tell you about my Raptor?
Oh, let's go ahead. You're itching to.
In the original World of Warcraft.
You told this story a week ago.
I know. Not on the podcast.
No, not on the podcast.
So this is what, back in 2005?
Yeah, pre-Burning Crusade, there was a public dungeon thing that you could go to. And so if you play on the Alliance side, you can only get certain types of mounts, like racial mounts.
Right.
Well, you went to this public dungeon, and they dropped this raptor, right? Which is a big thing, because only the Horde trolls could get raptors. So out of 40 people, it dropped the first time I was there, and I won it, and it was the best thing ever, Tony. And now, whenever I go anywhere, I mount it. Constantly mounted on this raptor.
See, those were words. You strung together words.
They've even made it better, because now you can share the mount across all your characters, so all of my characters have this mount.
God.
Outbound.
I love it. It's so good. People are like, oh, where'd you get that raptor? Yeah, that's right.
9 years ago.
You know what this is.
That's where I got it.
I got nothing. That's what I got. That's what I'm contributing today.
Yeah, you know, I started to live tweet this, and then I was like, man, I can't just sit here and watch this. The first thing that they show, that I'm like, this is so bad. The Brooklyn accented awful animation of dinosaurs. And then when they're going through the Mario's apartment, there's a plunger die show set on the wall.
Whoa.
Like, long plunger, middle plunger, little plunger.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
The things you notice.
Daisy was really hot, right? That wasn't just me.
Samantha Mathis?
Don't bring real people into this.
Oh. She's a bit of all right.
It's difficult for me to objectify.
Fair to Midland.
Fair to Midland? What are you talking, 93?
Yeah.
In 93, she was a 10, Tony.
No.
She would have been now, she's a solid 7.5.
She would have been 23 years old. She would have been in her prime.
She's my age.
Gross.
She's older than me.
Wow.
That's less attractive to me.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a connection. She was in Broken Arrow.
Oh, boy.
The part that I have a problem with is that we're to believe that she's 20 years old in this movie.
23.
Is that, I mean, was that how she's old
legitimately,
she was supposed to be?
She was legitimately 23 years old
because
when this movie was released.
In the movie, it says she was like hatched out of an egg, and it says 20 years ago in Brooklyn. Yeah. So I'm supposed to believe that she's 20 years old?
Yep.
I don't know how many 20-year-olds are leading digs for dinosaur bones.
Well, when you are a dinosaur.
I have.
Yeah. Maybe you just don't have faith in people. I think this is a youth
thing. You gotta believe. Mario.
She was in Ferngully.
Hold on.
She was.
So this is not her first... This wasn't her first time in the boat playing a dinosaur.
You do not have a problem with her being hatched from that egg.
I'll live with that. I mean, I'm unsettled by it, but I'll have that. But the fact that she's 20, god damn it.
That's too much.
It's too much.
Leading the dig is just a step too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't have that.
One indignity too many.
Well, I mean, there's just so many things that are so unbelievably wrong with this movie. Like the fact that Luigi never wears green.
Well, until the end.
Yeah.
Well, right, exactly. However, why don't they ever put him in green? And why don't they constantly put Mario in red? I mean, that's how the video game works. I didn't see a single, like, you know, green tube on the floor. Or
so here's what is
any of the imagery that I would want to see.
Here's what's disappointing to me about this movie. All of the stories I wanted to see that they gave me glimpses of, but refused to tell me the actual story. What is going on with Luigi and that black woman?
You know there's a long story.
Yeah.
Only good things.
Like, I want to see where that goes over the next 5 years. I would watch a sequel where, like...
Watch her break him?
Where Mario and...
Like, Mario's dead.
The large black lizard lady.
Yeah, Big Bertha.
Get together.
Big Bertha, yeah.
No. Mario's dead. Luigi goes back to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
As like a memorial farewell tour.
Yeah.
And then we see the other half of that romance.
But with Luigi?
Wait, I thought it was always with Luigi.
No, it was with Mario.
It was Bob Hoskins, remember?
When you punch me in the face.
He asked to be punched in the face. Skinned. How often do you, does a gentleman come up to a lady and say, please punch me in the face? I've never been asked, and now I kind of want to be asked.
Well, you know, Bob Hoskins is dead, so
like,
I think the opportunity...
I would remember that.
I'm surprised two or three guys at Sausage Fest didn't ask you.
Well, if they're not, they better start.
That guy was busy telling me I was a Nazi.
That's,
he was occupied.
Wait, the, you got called a Nazi?
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm really what?
No, that was about it. It's just this weird guy having a conversation with me.
And then there was this one. Was it the same guy that stayed in the room for like 2 hours?
Yeah.
And like
he was always there when I came back.
He was being really creepy to all the ladies.
Yeah, but that
was
also
was that the
me.
Same guy that would not stop talking about Minecraft?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
He had a speech impediment.
Yeah, that guy made me feel supremely uncomfortable. I'm not gonna lie.
So, Sam, have you ever watched Big Bang Theory?
Don't.
I'm just no. There's a character in there named Kripke. He's one of the other doctors, and he has a speech impediment.
Let me see if I can.
Anyway,
this.
We referred to this guy as Kripke because he had the exact same speech impediment and was just as creepy.
Oh, this guy! Yeah,
yeah.
Creepy as hell.
I thought you were talking about Eric Kripke, the creator of Supernatural.
No,
spelled not. Exactly the same way.
Sam
social
pizza.
Commentary. So he has the exact same speech impediment.
Really close. Really close.
Awkward.
Yeah, close enough that when I said that, Julie busted out laughing because she was actually at Sausage Fest this last year. So.
Yeah, clearly everything was going really great with this guy. Clearly.
All right. So,
I don't know. He got a full 10-minute segment on a podcast.
That's
true. A couple times. This is not the first time we've talked about
so,
that guy.
I mean, that's more than I got going for me right now. So.
Mojo Nixon as Toad.
Dan Castellaneta as the narrator.
Yep.
And Frank Welker.
Now
it.
Now it makes sense.
That was the piece that tied it all together for you?
Well, I'm
Fisher Stevens and Richard Edson as Iggy and Spike.
The voice
wasn't
sounded
that, no, I thought
familiar.
That was Bobcat Goldthwait.
Who?
The two minions.
No, Bobcat wasn't in this.
No way.
Well, I mean, he was a both of them.
Oh, my God. Oh, I confused him. No, it's the Plague from Packard.
Yes.
I was going to say.
By the way, I saw a guy cosplaying that at Gen Con last year. Tony, a guy cosplayed that guy from Hackers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tony. So jealous. So goddamn jealous.
And Lance fucking Hendrickson as the king. Jesus.
Oh, whoa, because he's in the movie for like one scene.
Yeah, like, so barely that.
God, this movie was a train wreck.
Jesus Christ, Lance Hendrickson is in like a dozen movies this year.
Yeah, trying to cash in.
Before he dies, I guess.
Yeah, hey, recently dead guy podcast.
There's, oh my God, there's a movie.
Soon to be
in,
dead guy podcast.
In post-production called Bring Me the Head of Lance Hendrickson. He's in it as Lance.
He's going to go out in a bang. It's going to be a snuff film, Tony. Calling it right now.
Oh my God. The plot summary for this movie is when 80s B-movie icon Tim Thomerson wakes up one day to realize the acting roles are not coming his way anymore, he sets out on a quest to find his former co-star Lance Hendrickson to discover his secret of Hollywood longevity and gets more than he bargained for in the process.
Tony, you guys have not read the best bit of trivia about this movie.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Tony, I'm reading it now.
Do it.
In his 2007 autobiography,
yeah.
John Leguizamo states he and Bob Hoskins hated working on the film would frequently get drunk to make it through the experience. Both men apparently knew the movie would turn out so bad, they simply tried to make the best of it. He also stated he felt one of the biggest reasons the movie turned out the way it was, adult theme, blah, 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 blah. But the drunk thing is pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, I have heard that. I also heard... somebody quoting Bob Hoskins and saying it was the worst thing he'd ever done.
Yeah.
That is the next piece of trivia.
Yeah.
Hoskins didn't know that he was making a film based on a game until his son asked what he was working on. When Hoskins mentioned the film's title, his son immediately recognized it and showed Hoskins the game on his own Nintendo.
I like that the guns were basically super scopes for the SNES that were repainted.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, man.
Dennis Hopper, man.
Oh, hey, a Metroid film was put into development but never fell through, most likely because this bombed so badly at the box office. Hmm.
An article in Spy magazine claimed that the script was being rewritten so many times during production that the actor stopped paying attention to the daily rewrites.
That's good stuff.
I'm not at all surprised.
There is apparently a secret film, or a secret, like, bit at the end of the film that shows Iggy and Spike talking to Japanese businessmen pitching the idea of a video game, with which they throw horrible titles back and forth, and then come to the same concept of the Koopa Cousins. Really? Oh. Man, what else has Bob Hoskins been in that didn't suck? I know he was in Hook.
Plenty.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. Oh, he was great in that.
Stay.
Mermaids with Cher and Winona Ryder.
Stay.
It was with, what's his face? Beefcake, McGillicuddy, and Obi-Wan McYun Kenobi.
Ewan McGregor and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Tony. Don't you just know everything?
Naomi Watts.
And that blonde chick.
Kate Burton. Naomi Watts is the blonde chick.
Naomi Watts is the blonde chick.
Janine Garofalo.
Janine Garofalo's still really hot. Still really hot, Tony. Hey, are you watching Inside Amy Schumer?
No.
Start recording it.
When you watch Moon Boy on Hulu.
Have I ever told you I wasn't going to watch it?
No, I have told you to watch it before.
Listen, Tony, you DVR half of TV that's on anyway. What's one more 20-minute episode of something?
Well, if I don't watch it, then it's going to fill up the DVR because we're at like...
It's 20 minutes a week.
85% right now.
Tony.
It's not me.
Delete.
It's not me.
Just...
Man.
Unfuck your DVR.
Played himself in the film Spice World.
Yeah.
That's right. He did.
He played J. Edgar Hoover in Nixon.
Let's talk some more about Spice World.
I can't.
I was dragged to that.
That movie was great. I don't care what anybody says. That movie was good.
I haven't seen it, but it just seems like Spank Bank fodder.
It could be, I suppose. It's essentially
again,
like...
we're not going to go back to discussion about what I can and cannot masturbate to because...
Just you masturbate.
One of those things is very
to.
Large.
Whatever you need to.
Yeah.
But it's kind of it's essentially just a Hard Day's Night, but with chicks.
Yeah, I hate the Beatles.
Yeah, but it's not the Beatles. It's the Spice Girls.
In the pre-internet days, the free porn to masturbate to was the JCPenney's Sunday paper because it had the bra ads.
Sure.
Those were the dark times.
It was the dark times before the empire, before the internet.
Yeah. Tony, you needed better memory. Actually, you needed like a sluttier population. Like now is the golden age.
Golden age of sluts.
The golden age of sluts. Like now, like summer in St. Louis is the golden age.
Yeah, when I worked at the bank, I worked on the
sexy bank story.
Boy. So I worked on the Bank of America building right off of Keener.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it's got a part of the building that spans 9th Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked in that portion of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And our computer room was all exterior facing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to spend most of my evenings working right there in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, May, June was when the shorts and the short tops came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, what year was this, approximately?
96, 97.
It was difficult to see.
It would have been mid to late crop top era then. Yeah.
What the fuck is a crop top?
It's little shorty shirts that don't go all the way down.
Boom covers.
96 would have been when they were kind of going...
Like they're like sensor bars.
No,
but it's a top.
No, not quite.
Listen, that was my freshman. That was my eighth grade year in school. So I was kind of in that mode of I don't really want to go anywhere or do anything because I was a moody teenager.
96 is when I met Julie. That's when we started dating.
96 was when I graduated grade school.
99 was when I got married.
97. 2001 was when I graduated high school.
Good
time.
2001 was when we bought this house.
The
Reckoning. We've already talked about how long ago the Reckoning was.
The Reckoning was a long time ago.
Speaking of time dilation, man, the Forever War is so good, Sam.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I started reading Starship Troopers, and I'm like, this book sucks.
Yeah.
Forever War is so much better.
Is that Joe Haldeman?
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't read it yet.
It's good.
It's so good, Tony.
You ever read Old Man's War?
I have.
What do you think of that?
You made me read that.
Yeah.
And then I read the next couple, but then I stopped before the last one.
I want to read the I want to read the most recent one that he really serialized.
Is that the one about the kid?
No.
I stopped reading at the one about the kid.
Yeah, yeah, you made the right choice there.
Yeah,
There's another one after that that's not about the kid.
Oh, I might read that one.
Yeah, that's... I just haven't gotten around
to it. Old Man War, Ghost Brigades.
Yes.
And the next one.
I don't remember the name.
I don't remember the name of it either. But those were all good.
Yeah.
And then it was about the kid, and I was like, I don't give a shit about this kid.
It was okay, but it was... You had to be really into the world and just wanting more out of that.
I was not.
Yeah. No. You made the right decision. I enjoyed the book, but I think you would not have liked it.
Good. I like when people tell me I'm right.
What else have I read that you might enjoy? I don't... Have you read any Brandon Sanderson?
Your face. I haven't finished Old Man's... Or Forever War yet, so... Listen, I have to read books at the speed at which somebody else reads them to me.
The Human Division is the most recent one. That's the most recent one.
Oh, that's not the...
Last Colony.
There it is. Last Colony, yeah.
Last Colony. Zoe's Tale was the one you didn't want to read.
Yeah.
But, yeah, The Human Division is the most recent one.
Well, I will read that.
I still can't make it through Wolves of the Kala.
What?
Awful.
Have you not finished the series then?
Oh, I got to Wolves of the Kala and I was like, oh, this is so bad.
Wolves of the Kala, I believe, is the one I ranked the worst out of the entire series.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed, because I really just want to get to Wizarding Glass because I'm told that's awesome.
Wait, hold on. Wolves of the Kala is after Wizarding Glass.
Is it? No, Song of Susanna. That's the one that's after.
That's also after Wizarding Glass. Wizarding Glass is 4, Wolves is 5, yeah, Song of Susanna is 6.
Song is 6, and then Dark Tower 7.
Right, so how many of you just want to get to Wizarding Glass? You don't have to get through 5 and 6 to get to 4.
The thing is, I read them like 2, 3, and 4 right next to each other, and so the stories blend together.
I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, I just want to finish the series, and Wolves of the Kala sucks so bad I stopped.
Oh, then yes, that is accurate.
Yes.
You should have had like 10 years in between 4 and 5. And that really would have cured you of the, I can't get through it.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because then I was like, man, this book's going to get so good by the end. And it doesn't.
Oh, wait. I guess it didn't.
It didn't.
I haven't read any of them, so.
Well, you're wrong, but.
No, I really haven't read any of them.
One's a little rough, but just get through one and get to 2, because 2 is awesome.
You have a rule about that.
Do I?
Yeah, I'm not going to consume any media that I have to get through the first one to enjoy the second one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He said the first one was rough. I liked the first one.
I said the first one.
You know.
There's even a revised copy if you don't like the...
Reddit was still rough.
The raw cut of one. He wrote the raw cut of one when he was like 18, and it shows. But I still liked one. He has sex with a chick with a gun? Like, penetrates the chick with the gun to kill a demon? A lot of complicated stuff going on there.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
The gun was his dick.
Clearly.
Awesome. What?
Thanks for the clarification.
I've never heard that metaphor.
This was his rifle. This is his gun.
Yeah. This one's for fun. This one's for killing demons. It's very complicated.
Man, that totally screws up the rhyme.
It does. But he's never really been good at rhyming, which is why he's not a poet.
Fair. Yeah, I read Eyes of the Dragon. That was terrible.
That's just so wrong.
That book was so goddamn bad.
Everything you say about that book is what I feel about you.
That's fair. That's fair. That book was still not good. I'm going to tell you a prophecy in chapter 1, and then nothing is going to happen to deviate from this prophecy all the way through the end of the book.
Yeah, welcome to...
That's... Oh, so
YA literature.
Yeah, I know. It was so bad. Spoiler, YA literature is not good most of the time.
Most of the time I would agree with.
There are exceptions, but.
You like Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson.
Oh, is that YA? Because Meg's been, like, gushing about that. I was going to read it, but if it's a young adult, I'm not reading it.
No, it is. However, let me caution you. Kat, what do you want? Okay, come on up on my lap. You can podcast with me. Okay, there we go. So, all right. So it's superheroes, but it's Sanderson does a lot with very few words. And in that, like, he's super efficient at establishing setting with not a lot of words, and a lot happens with very, very refined. Oh, fuck, are you going to scratch the shit out of me or what?
Yeah.
You want to be up here?
I thought you knew what this was.
Come on, deal, Sam. Man. We've danced this dance before.
Yeah.
I get up and she's like, and now I'm going to sink my claws into your scrotum. I thought that was the deal. I'm like, that is fucking not. No, you don't get to headbutt my hand and then shit's okay. That's not how this works. You fucking step on my ball sack.
Is this your first time with a cat?
No, it's just this cat.
It's shit like this that people think is endearing about cats, and then people wonder why I'm the troll in this house that won't let the children get them.
To be fair, my dog does the exact same thing. Maybe it's just a size issue. Because he loves to punish him some genitals, let me tell you.
No, you can't go on the countertop next to the computer.
Listen, my cat loves to sit with me.
Which one? You're going to have to be more specific.
Romeo.
Which of the five?
Yeah, Romeo. Muddy Buddy doesn't let me touch her. I don't like touching my Dao. I hate Suna. And Kuchimon is skittish, but she's still my baby. She'll occasionally sleep with me. Although most of the time what she does, like, I don't think she realizes that I know she's doing it, but, like, she'll watch me sleep and keep the other cats away from me.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I know what you're doing. You're positioning yourself so I can't see you, but you're watching. I know your game, cat.
So. Maybe she's just been listening to a lot of the Police.
Really? A Hispanic joke so close to Cinco de Mayo, Sam? I made it racial, Tony.
I can see that.
You did. And yet I thought you were colorblind.
Somebody's been keeping notes.
That was the often not heard single entendre.
Oh, you
know what? I made an amazing discovery yesterday. So I've talked about Foursome Walk of Shame before, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not to me.
All right. So on the Playboy channel, there's a TV show called Foursome, where Playboy gets these...
We're talking Foursome colon Walk of Shame?
No, hold on. Now I'm just talking about Foursome.
All right.
So Foursome, Playboy has like this like mini like luxury house, and then they get four random people, like in air quotes, random people, and the idea is that they're going to have a foursome in this house, and so they do like all these weird... Like, they don't know each other.
So it's like the bachelor pad, except what really happens instead of the sanitizer.
Is. Yeah, kind of. Only very rarely do people ever actually bang on the show, because you get four people who show up, and most of the time the people they get to do this are really obnoxious, and most of them end up hating each other. So the show...
Welcome to reality television.
Yeah, the show is so terrible. So Playboy, in a move that is more brilliant, it's like somebody over at Playboy... has, like, something going on for them. So they made a show called Foursome Walk of Shame where they got a bunch of comics, and the comics watch the show, and then they play it, and then they just interject the comics making fun of the show, which is fantastic. Like, that is really goddamn funny, because the group of people they have are really funny.
Who are the comics?
I can't give you any of their names because I don't know them. But they're
so
like,
basically, they've given it the Soup / Chelsea Handler / Tosh.0 treatment.
Yeah, only there's like nudity and fucking.
So better.
Yeah, really. So it is better. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the only thing that would make Tosh.0 better is if they didn't censor everything.
Yeah, that would make it much better.
I don't know that that's true. Like, if it's uncensored, I think it's less funny than you think it might be.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if there's Daniel Tosh running around with his dick, like, all over the place.
I don't think he actually gets naked in those censored bits.
Seriously doubt
he does. Disappointment. You think he's wearing, like, the man thong that, like...
I do. Like, the flesh-colored man thong?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so they always flash up the comedians' names as they introduce them, and one of them was Daniel Koenig. And I was like, that chick looks like Chekhov. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, that's Chekhov's daughter. And I was like, that's actually really funny.
Nice.
That was my amazing discovery of the week.
Yeah. And speaking of censorship and how censorship can make things funnier, the unnecessarily censored Frozen
is pretty good.
Probably one of the best things in the world. Do you want to bleep a snowman? Oh my God. It's pretty fantastic. Do yourself a favor and spend the 3 minutes that it takes to watch the video after we're done here, because it is totally worth it. Probably even more so if you are really annoyed after hearing these songs a bajillion times because you have a six-year-old daughter who does nothing but sing the songs all the time.
In our house, that's me.
Yeah.
Only it's not the Frozen soundtrack. I sing that goddamn dwarf song and Hobbit, like, constantly.
Why are we covering that in the band?
What, Misty Mountains?
Yeah.
I can't stop singing Let's Hear It for the Boy.
I don't know what that is.
Footloose soundtrack?
The what?
Footloose.
Footloose! God damn it.
You gotta cut loose.
No.
Kick off your Sunday shoes.
Kevin Bacon. I like that as Kevin Bacon ages, he's become Skeletor more and more.
He really has. He really, really has.
I watched one episode of The Following and was like, this is so intense. I have to savor this like grape whiskey.
I like watching Kevin Bacon indiscriminately murder.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for the face shooting. I'm kind of getting that fix from Arrow, though, right now, because it's like, blah, 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 you're a dick, fix your ways. Guy doesn't fix his ways. Ah, put an arrow in your face.
Yep. That's, spoiler, that's the whole first season.
Excellent.
One of the things I appreciate is the first thing he does in the second season, hey, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't be killing all these people. Maybe that's a better idea if I'm going to be a good guy.
Yeah.
But then he can't be like, but he's Batman with less rules.
Well, I'm not going to kill anybody else. Oh, wait, that guy needed dying, so I'm going to kill him. But now nobody else is going to die.
So what, he's addicted to murder?
Kinda.
I can quit anytime I want to. And he just randomly shoots somebody in the face.
Yeah, like... There's a guy that's in like the fourth or fifth episode of the second season where he's pretty much sworn off the murders. And he's like, ah, I got to kill this guy or he's going to kill somebody I like. Ah. And the person's like, hey, remember when I said don't kill anybody? It's all right to get this guy.
You said greenlit Gotham?
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
I'm not.
Before all the best things that were great about Batman, there was the city that Batman would eventually live in.
You see this guy? Eventually, damn it, Gary Oldman's going to be this guy. But that's later.
Later.
Let's show you before Gary Oldman. Oh, so Gary Oldman was the best bit.
So like 2 years ago, I recorded an episode of I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside with Scott Walker. And we talked about superhero stuff. And we posited how cool it would be if they had a Gotham City type show where it was just young Jim Gordon, detective, kicking ass and taking names in Gotham City, and the series would end with Batman showing up. God damn it, they stole the idea.
Did they?
Or maybe it was Gotham Central, the comic book that came out about 5 years ago.
Or it was Marvel doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and DC being like, man, how do we get in on some of this?
DC's been, been milking their TV for a while, though.
With what?
Yeah, it
was Smallville what? And then
God,
Arrow.
Smallville.
It was the highest rated show on CW.
That's Monster like One. Saying you're the smartest retarded kid. That's not.
Yeah. But if it's still making money and still on the air, the problem is this show's going to be on Fox, so it's not going to last.
It's going to get canceled 4 episodes in.
No, I don't think it's going to get canceled 4 episodes in because
Almost Human got canceled.
I don't know. Fox is really good at canceling good television. So
yes, Almost Human got canceled,
which is crazy to me because like, all right, the show wasn't great.
The show wasn't great,
but good enough.
No, it didn't know what it wanted to be because
they aired it out of order.
That didn't matter.
It didn't help.
It really didn't matter. It
didn't help.
It didn't matter. The problem was is they said we're going to have they posed this really cool concept of this guy and working with this cyborg or an android, and then they're like, yeah, except now we're going to have make the first 6 episodes just a straight up police procedural.
That did suck,
and that killed it. Plus, nobody watched it.
Here's the thing. The plot was uninspired. The initial question I thought was stupid. The only redeeming thing about the show was...
Carl Urban?
Judge Dredd and the android guy had great on-screen chemistry.
Yeah. Like, when they broed it out, it was really good.
The best
good.
Parts of the show were them driving places and broing out in the car.
Hey, can I drive? No.
Yeah. Like,
that tended to be the best dialogue in every episode.
It was, which I mean, is disappointing, but also was enough to keep me watching.
Yeah. Yeah, it got 13.
Hmm.
What are some successful shows that have made it on Fox more than two seasons?
Family Guy.
Simpsons.
24.
24.
Oh, they brought that back.
Yeah,
it
they
just
did.
Won't go away.
Because it makes money.
It's good.
It brings
Even
the ratings.
Even when it's bad, it's good.
No, I started watching it. It was terrible.
I love me some 24.
I stopped
Kiefer
watching
Sutherland
it.
Is just
I watched about the
much.
First five seasons of it. And
then it's like... Tony, you don't say five seasons like, oh, I gave it a shot with the first five seasons.
No, I liked the first 24. Two or three seasons. And after that, it was like, man, I kept hoping that it would go back to what it was the first two or three seasons, and it never did. And by like the fifth season, I just gave up on it. Julie kept watching it. She's watching the new one.
You say that like with like this airs. Julie's watching it. She's watching the new
Julie,
one.
Hey, I'll show you the DVR, and so you can see
I
some
don't,
of the crap.
No, I've
that she's...
seen it. That's when I come over here, and you guys are watching Survivor. Let that to me. That is the tip of the iceberg that lets me see the rest of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you're watching the best that you've got on there when I'm here.
No. They're watching it. I'm setting up equipment thing because I stopped watching that show.
I know you're setting up. I'm eating dinner, so yep. I watch it with them. I'm like, oh, this is.
I still, when I came over here to watch that, I seriously thought it was a joke, like it was a parody of Survivor, until I realized it was actually Survivor.
No, it's actually Survivor
because I did not realize that show was still on television.
The best Survivor show on right now, though, is Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid is the best. Jesus. I read an article where somebody, VH1 or MTV or somebody, has commissioned a naked dating show, basically based on success of Naked and Afraid. They're gonna introduce strangers into a dating situation where they're gonna be completely nude, and they're gonna show it. They're gonna shoot it Naked and Afraid style, where they're gonna blur out the front, but still leave asses.
Nice.
Unedited ass.
I'd probably watch it. But here's the thing.
You feel really bad about it, but
what
you'd
I don't
still
understand
watch it.
Is why HBO or any of the places that will actually show nudity don't jump on this bandwagon and just do a naked show.
Yeah.
I think because I don't know that people necessarily want to see junk in that way.
Yeah.
I would totally watch it.
Are you sure you're not just saying that now?
No, I would totally watch it.
No, I'd watch it with Naked and Afraid.
One word. Hodor.
I've already seen Hodor's junk.
Yep. But that explains it. But what do people talk about with Hodor? His giant dick.
Do they?
Like, that's going to be the talk. Like, that will be what makes its way onto the day talk shows. Kathy Lee, Kelly Ripa, is that her name now? Like, can you imagine her talking about Hodor's dick on, like, 10 a.m. TV? That'd be greatest.
I don't think they will. That's the thing. I just don't think they will talk about it.
Yeah,
I'll
but I don't think they're ever... I mean, if you start making reality shows where you just show people's unblurred junk, I think it's a lot less appealing than you assume that it would be.
It's appealing to me. I realize it's probably not appealing to everybody else.
Mm.
But I want to see the naked people in Naked and Afraid. I want to watch a dude in the jungle for 21 days, and I want to see his junk go through a 21-day transformation.
I want to see the dude crouching over the fire.
And I want to see them all
having to. I mean, just think of the creative camera angles that you could get between his legs, like managing to frame the shot of him building the fire around his ballsack. Yeah, totally.
Everything about this sounds
hilarious
horrific.
And awesome.
Horrific.
Yeah, but you would be glued
like,
to your television.
There is little that I want to see less than a lot of sack from behind.
I think you want to see it more than you're letting on. Like, everybody inside of them has a burning need to see sack hang from behind.
I'm pretty sure back sack is not on my list of things that I wish I saw more on television.
You don't know until you've tried it.
I mean, I suppose there's some truth to that, but, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and make the educated guess that no. No.
Super Mario Brothers.
There was no backsack in Super Mario Brothers.
What kind of wish the king was kind of the backsack.
He kind of was, the way he was just dangling
over that throne.
Oh, God.
See, all this is relevant.
The look on Sam's face tells the story. He's completely conceded this.
I have. I've lost. Like, there's nuts in it. Like, what was up with Dennis Hopper's hair?
Oh, that was fabulous. His hair was fabulous. Yeah, that was prime Everything Hopper. About Dennis Hopper in this movie is fabulous. Like, somebody should give that guy an posthumous award for overacting. Because he's... Yeah.
Well,
he
you
does
saw
better.
Waterworld, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he handled... Like, it seems like he was trying to be a serious villain for parts of it. Like, when Iggy and Spike show up and they're like, hey, we got the girl. And he's like, where's the shard? And they're like, we fucking forgot because we're idiots. He just kind of like... He's like, well, where the hell is it? And they go, the plumbers have it. So he's like, plumber alert.
Or like that scene where he's up to his neck in mud.
Most natural thing in the world.
That...
Yeah, where he's like, you know what I love about mud? It's dirty and clean at the same time. Why?
That's
Why that line
awesome.
Of dialogue?
Everything about Above that is
line.
Awesome.
Like,
and nothing. Out of anybody else, it would have seemed ridiculous. But because it's Dennis Hopper,
because
it's like
it's
I
Dennis
buy
Hopper, it.
It
is just right.
I do buy him as King Koopa.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bowl of porridge, guys. It's not just right.
I don't buy Koopa.
I'd buy Koopa as a character.
I mean, the whole idea that I'm supposed to believe that there's an alternate dimension filled with dinosaurs that look like humans conveniently.
I love how in the dinosaur dimension, it's just common knowledge that they are in another dimension.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, hey, we're in another dimension that
hey,
you're not
you know
part
that
of,
other dimension?
Mammal. And they're like,
who's excited
what?
About that other dimension, huh? Huh?
What is going on?
Yeah. That's how this dimension is.
Yeah.
We're looking in on a better dimension.
I suppose they were the ones that figured out how to get to Earth before people on Earth figured out how to get there. So,
well, to be fair, they had the meteor. It's not like people on Earth had a whole bunch of access to the way across, right? Like, we just had the shard.
Well, and they brought the princess across.
Right, but what I'm saying is that the lizard people or whatever. I don't know what you call them. Dinosaur. So they were the ones that came here first, so thus they figured it out first. Even though we're to presume, you know, they started off as dinosaurs living on a desert planet.
Yeah.
Yoshi.
And yet somehow they have this, they have rocket jumping shoes that make Mario sounds.
Right. They have rocket jumping shoes before I have some fucking rocket jumping shoes. That's bullshit.
Of course, I did say they had no resources, so where does their electricity come from?
Magic. Duh.
That meteor. I'm pretty sure that their entire civilization is built around that one room.
Yeah, let's talk about their economic structure here.
Yeah, Koopa was in charge.
Koopa coins.
Coupons, yeah.
Coupons.
It says it on a bounty poster, it says coupon.
Mm. You know when Bowser was really awesome? In Mario RPG.
Yes. I haven't played that one.
It was so good. Somebody else shows up and kicks Bowser out of his kingdom, so then he joins with you.
Whoa.
And he's like all sad and depressed.
Like, then he gets angry.
So he's emo Bowser?
He kind of is. Like every time you're going around the world and you run into him a couple times, and he's always like on a pedestal talking to a bunch of his minions. But like every time you run into him, the number of minions he has grows smaller and smaller until it's just one guy, and then that guy goes away. You don't see him anymore, and then you find him, and he's crying, and he's like, "Hey, can I join your group?" It's pretty awesome.
Jesus,
God, that game was so good.
It was so good, Tony. You don't even know.
No, I don't.
You don't even know.
I don't.
What was that on?
Super Nintendo.
Yes. Yep, okay. 1994.
That explains why I never played it.
The Super Nintendo was the golden age, man.
Yep.
Never played any Super
then
Nintendo.
Then the Cube came out and was like, ugh.
Nah, 64.
Yeah, 64.
Whatever.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if it was on Super Nintendo, I didn't play it, but
yeah,
I did play the N64.
64 sucked. 64 had like three games that were good.
But nah, Mario
64
Party,
had
man.
Good stuff.
Mario Party was fantastic.
Mario Party
That's one of the three games.
Was the games even girls could love, which is why I played it. so I know. Much.
Melina loves it. Melina yeah. wishes that we could play it all the time. I'm like,
because that game is awesome.
But they ruined it.
To this day, like, oh, that game is good.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Same as lame. Still comes up in our house. Same as lame, Tony.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
The game is nothing but party games.
Well, I knew that.
I know. So you got four people with controllers. And so the game, like, the amount of variety they put into simple, shitty games like that is so awesome. Same as lame is you have all the like the buttons on your controller, and the object is not to push the same button as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So same as lame.
Sure.
Then you forget about the weird calluses that you get from the various, some of the games give you calluses.
It's ridiculous. But it was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't matter how well you played the game, because at the end, they'd give out bonus stars, and that would always ruin the game, because...
Oh, that sucks.
Well, this guy was the most stylish or whatever. Sucks. It's like, oh, come on.
That is lame.
It's not
same.
Lame. It's the only way I
it's
ever
like,
won.
It's like... So I, this weekend, holding had a friend over, and so we played Killer Bunnies card game, which is a fairly fun party game, except that, it would have been better. but the game mechanic is you have to get carrots, and there are 12 carrots that you can collect. When the 12 carrots have been collected by whoever's playing, the game's over, period.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has the winning carrot wins. It's a random draw. So as long as you have at least one carrot, if there are two people playing, one person has one carrot, the other has 11, the person who has one carrot can win. It's a completely random draw.
That's cool.
No.
I dig that.
It's terrible.
I don't actually have a problem with
pretty
that.
Pretty bad game design.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem
with works, that. It works when you have a lot of people playing and you're drinking.
It's especially, I think it's also kind of good for kids to give them a fighting chance.
It does. Because the third game we played, I had 7 carrots, Holden had 3, and his buddy had 2, and Holden won.
There you go.
That was the best chance I had of winning. Because the other games, I had no carrots by the end of the game. Which sucks.
Well, then you definitely did not deserve
then you
to
don't,
win
Well, games. You don't win.
I know.
If you don't have any bunnies on the table, and you have carrots... At the end of the game, you have to give your carrots to somebody else. Yeah.
Same as lame, Tony.
It is.
It's a communist plot, that is.
It is.
Thanks, Obama.
Obama's bunnies.
Thanks, Obama.
Hey, you don't have HBO, do you? No, you don't.
I don't.
Did you finish True Detective? Or what?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Were we waiting on
God
Daryl?
Damn it. Yeah, we were waiting on Daryl. Yeah. If we would have known he wasn't going to be here tonight, we would have done it.
We talked about True Detective.
Sam's like, what?
Should I?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'd have to rewatch it.
True Detective on HBO?
I heard about it.
Oh my God.
So good.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, so
good. It's the best television that's come out in a long time.
Yeah.
I hear good things. Breaking Bad ended. Not, don't have HBO, so.
That makes it hard.
But not impossible.
True.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be getting a media PC built here. I mean, I already built this giant beast, so build another one so Haley can play Diablo 3 at the same time I do.
That sounds resigned.
Quaint.
Yep.
Like, guess she'll be playing Diablo 3 too.
Quality time.
It is. It is going to be pretty quality time. I'm like, hey, here's that wand you wanted.
Wait, what?
The wand is my penis.
Yeah. Exactly. Right? And then, like, I drop it, and then I run out of the room real quick, and, like, by the time I get to where she's at with the computer, I have no clothes on.
Hmm.
None. That's funny.
Wait, so the computers aren't in the same room?
No, we won't be. We'll have to set it up out by the media center.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So you won't have to talk to each other at all?
So
everything about this
would you
fantastic.
Use in-game voice?
Probably mumble.
Oh.
it's not really, like, I've got my okay, this is my office.
I've got my reasons. That's what I heard.
He wants to be able to fart in peace.
Oh do I. Oh, do I. I've scared her out of here before.
Well, yeah, that's living with a man. Or five
I'll
cats.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That is the word.
Suna.
Suna does stink.
Oh, man.
I like that she shares it with us.
Yeah, that cat is very free with her odor.
She's marking all of us. She just does not do it.
Every time she farts, wash her. Get the good gloves.
I don't really like touching her. I don't like her to think that she's part of the family.
So you're just going to basically cede certain parts of your life to the cat?
Yeah. Okay. I got five cats. I do that a lot.
During game night, when Suna lets loose, it's like the wave going around the table. Wherever she is at first, that's the first person that puts their shirt up over their nose.
Well, she cropped us.
Yeah, and then it slowly goes around the table, and then that first person puts their shirt down, but the others know they have to wait just a minute or two before they can release.
Yeah, she's such a bitch. That's right, Panda, you know.
Yeah, Panda knows. Panda's like, yeah, whatever. All right, I got nothing else.
I'm tapped out.
I have nothing more.
I got to take these headphones off.
They are the brain squishers.
Like, I think I have an ear infection. This has just been agonizing.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sam, for joining us. You know what? I don't even know what time by next week. We'll figure it out. It'll be something. It'll be a surprise.
Bring me Peter Pan!
Hook would be good.
I don't want to talk about Hook. That's another. I want to talk about True Detective. I probably won't watch it again, though.
the utter depression in that sigh. Because you're not going to watch True Detective again.
Are you going to see Spider-Man?
Probably, maybe. Doesn't look very good, Tony.
Let's just do that.
All right.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 next week.
Spooderman.
Shooting spider webs.
Yep. All right, see ya.
Later.